This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The next story is posted by user throwawaygwst /erotica. The title of the story is Fucking My Roommate's Girlfriend After Some Hot Tub Fun While My Girlfriend Sleeps Upstairs. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Let me start by saying this isn't something I'm proud of, but is definitely something that still makes me hard as fuck when I think back on it. I was under the influence for 99% of college and made some very poor decisions as a result. Not an excuse by any means. It was senior year and I had just turned 21. A group of us decided to take a trip to a friend's lake house. The cast consisting of me, my girlfriend Remy, my roommate, close friend Adam, his girlfriend Brooke, and 3 other couples. We had all known each other from the beginning of freshman year and had plenty of adventures together. Remy was a 5'90" athlete with C-cups and a round ass, cute as hell, a sexual deviant, and lots of fun all around. Brooke was a 5'5", 100-pound hippie chick who only had one boyfriend in high school that, from what I gathered, was not so great in bed. She also had probably the tightest ass I've ever seen despite never working out. One of those asses that isn't enormous, but still caused her trouble when she was trying to pull her jeans on. Not that she wore jeans much, actually. She loved to wear booty shorts that were way too small so her ass cheeks could hang out for everyone to see. No matter the weather, she was a complete slut for attention and made a point of trying to get guys to check her out whenever she could. Many girls hated her with a passion, especially when she was on the dance floor with every guy staring. I saw more than one angry girlfriend berate their man for checking her out. Adam, oddly enough, didn't seem to care. He was a good guy but had a lot of mood swings and didn't treat Brooke well sometimes. They often had screaming matches that ended with him taking a walk and her crying on the couch. Brooke and I had a solid friendship. I tried not to think of her more than that because we were all such good friends. Despite noticing her obvious attractive features, we arrived at the lake house late in the afternoon, spending the day grilling, drinking, and smoking. To be honest, I was so fucked up for most of the first day, I barely remember anything. The only thing I really remember is Adam getting pissed at Brooke over some dumb shit and her crying for a bit. Then them making up and going upstairs to fuck. The house had thin walls and floors, and we all heard her moans. Remy got a look in her eye and we retreated to our room to have our own fun, while the other couples played some video games. I passed out shortly after, wondering if Brooke was okay. Adam had a tendency to revert to his old dickish ways the next morning. The next day was more of the same. Partying, playing games, imbibing different substances, swimming in the lake, and hopping in and out of the hot tub whenever Brooke had her bikini on. I tried my best not to stare, but damn, her ass was just so incredible. Her bikini was a little too tight and her ass popped right out of it, just begging to be smacked. I'm pretty sure she caught me looking at one point, but I quickly averted my gaze. She had B-cup tits. Nothing to go crazy about, but still perfectly perky and great for holding onto. They also looked fantastic in her matching top and I noticed her nipples were always poking through. The day progressed and by the end of the night, we were all packed into the hot tub finishing off our drinks. People excused themselves one by one, ready to crash after another bender of a day. Finally, it was just me, Remy, Adam, and Brooke. Remy and Adam weren't as big on drinking as Brooke and I were, so they were looking queasy and about to fall over. Remy turned to me asking if it was okay if she went to sleep. I told her no problem. I'll just hang here with them. Adam and Brooke had been talking in the corner and their voices were steadily rising, Adam was apparently upset that Brooke didn't want to go to sleep yet and take care of him if he needed to throw up. Brooke loved to party and was usually the last one to go to sleep. I still had plenty of energy for some reason. Maybe it was from seeing Brooke in that bikini. He yelled at her and said, "Whatever. I'm going to bed," climbing out of the tub and heading off to his room. Remy looked at me with wide eyes and said, "Ooh, well, on that note, I'm going to crash too. You guys can close up the hot tub and shut the lights off, right?" "Of course," we said, settling back into the hot tub as Remy left. I realized that the two of us hadn't really talked much on the trip so far, so we took the chance to catch up. She spent 99% of the time complaining about Adam and how she hated that the party ended early. We had turned the jets off and most of the bubbles had dispersed, giving me a clear view of her through the water. I had been hoping that Remy was in the mood to fuck, but she had clearly been too nauseous and tired. As we talked, we heard the sounds of everyone closing their doors. We looked at each other and laughed. "Of course. It's just us. The others are such lightweights," she said. "Well, to be fair, very few people can party as you can," I said, and it was true. "Yeah, well, I wish Adam could. He's so lame sometimes and he's been such an asshole here." "I know. I'm sorry. Are you doing okay? He seemed a little aggressive earlier." "Yeah, it'll be fine." This hot tub wasn't huge, and our legs had brushed against each other multiple times. I watched the water ripple over her flat, toned abs. Seriously, how the fuck did she look this incredible without ever working out and living on a diet of wine and crackers? Trying to stop me from staring, I was horny and alone with this beautiful, half-naked dime. At one point her hand brushed the inside of my thigh, but I figured she was just adjusting. I saw her eyes glance down at my crotch a few times. I definitely had a semi-hard on that she noticed. "Anyway, how are things with you and Remy?" "They're solid. She's a great gal. I was hoping she'd stay awake with me so we could have some fun like you and Adam were last night." I winked as I said this and I noticed that she blushed a bit. She never struck me as the bashful type, especially about sex, so I was surprised. "Oh God, I forgot how loud I was screaming." "Yeah, he's definitely a lucky guy." We both froze. I realized the implications of what I had just said. Calling someone a lucky guy regarding his significant other is basically saying you'd fuck her if you had the chance. I figured I had crossed a line and tried to backpedal quickly, failing spectacularly. "I mean, he gets to party with you and, as I turned a little red, she stared at me with a blank look. I couldn't tell what the hell she was thinking. Fuck, was she going to tell Adam or Remy? Was this trip going to turn into drama? Without a word, she turned the jets back on, creating more bubbles. The water continued to foam as I sat there nervously and she remained silent. Finally, when the tub was full and you couldn't see into the water, she settled back down into the tub next to me. Suddenly, I felt her hand groping my thigh with urgency. I looked at her in shock. What the fuck was she doing? "Brooke, what the hell? I know I shouldn't have said that, but this is too far. SHH, I know you want this just as much as I do." Holy shit. Had she been fantasizing about me just as much as I had about her? I couldn't stop myself. I knew how wrong it was, how fucked up it was to treat Remy and Adam like this. But before I knew it, our tongues were intertwined, noisily sucking. She continued to stroke me over my bathing suit underwater, groaning when she felt my cock begin to harden more. "We need to take this to the other room, where no one can see," I said. She nodded eagerly. There was an adjacent room that was well hidden from the rest of the house, and more importantly, well insulated with plenty of space. We hopped out of the tub and hurriedly dried ourselves off to avoid tracking water into the room and leaving evidence of our indecency. She grabbed me by the hand and led me into the room. I watched her ass jiggle and bounce with every step she took, still not believing what was happening. We closed the door and locked it. I had to feel that ass now, before she could turn around. I pulled her close and cupped her cheeks from behind. I began massaging her left cheek with one hand while my other began exploring her tits, freeing them from her skimpy bikini. She moaned softly as my hand began to tug at her nipples, while the other hand grabbed her ass so hard I thought I might rip it off. Holy fuck, it was even better than I imagined. I groped some pretty nice asses in my day, but this one just fit right in my hands. I gave her ass a slap, marveling at how tight it was and how it shimmered in the dim light. I began kissing her neck lightly, reveling in the noises she made in response. My hands slid down to remove her bottoms, rubbing her wet pussy and stroking her clit gently. "Oh fuck, finger me please. Adam never does it properly." That should have snapped me back into reality that, here I was, fucking my buddy's girlfriend while he and my girlfriend slept in their rooms nearby. But I was in too deep and my inebriated brain told me to say fuck it and go for it. I slipped one, then two fingers inside of her. She gasped, Letting out a breathy sigh of pleasure, I pulled her onto the nearby table and laid her out. Sticking my fingers back in and beginning to increase my pace, I started to lick her clit slowly. Then moved my tongue down to her hole and pulled out every trick I knew. I wanted this girl to come like she'd never come before. Before long, I could feel her legs tighten and she pressed her pelvis into my face with fervor. I knew she was about to come. So I turned her over, slipped my fingers back in, and spanked her ass as hard as I could. As I spanked her, she let out a final muffled scream, shaking in ecstasy. Her orgasm lasted a solid 30 seconds, ending with her gasping for air and whimpering. Fuck, that was so hot. I need more than just your fingers, though. I sure as hell wasn't going to deny her. Especially not with my cock begging to escape my bathing suit. I had to know what she looked like on her knees. Ass sticking out and those perfect little tits bouncing as she sucked my cock. I dragged her off the table, shoving her to her knees. She looked up at me and licked her lips with delight, sticking her index finger into her mouth and slowly sucking it. She stroked her pussy and brought her wet finger down to her tits, rubbing them to make them glisten. God, this girl was a fucking slut and I loved it. She knew what a depraved sex maniac I was from conversations in our friend group, and clearly had been giving some thought to what I would like. According to her, Adam was a much more tame lover, and it was usually over quickly. She had been saving this treatment for me, just waiting for a moment to showcase her skills. Open up, baby. I need to fuck your throat, I said, trying to hide my desperation. Maybe I shouldn't, she said. That fucking tease knew I would do anything to watch her slobber all over my cock. Please, baby, you look so fucking sexy in that bikini, I can't contain myself. I knew you'd like it. I wore it hoping you'd notice. You have no idea how hard it's been not to just grab you by the throat and fuck you in front of everyone. Consequences and friendships be damned. That was all she needed. She let out a low growl and pulled my bathing suit down, exposing my twitching cock. She grinned appreciatively and began to lick my balls while stroking the shaft. This girl was an expert and gave immaculate head, touching every nerve the right way with her soft tongue. She opened her mouth wide and I plunged my cock into her mouth, feeling the tip ram against the back of her throat. Fuck, this was incredible. Amplified by the taboo aspect of the deviant act we were committing, we both knew how wrong it was, and that made it even hotter. She continued to swap between deep-throating me and jerking me off, moaning all the while. I felt my balls tighten and knew I was about to come, warning her with a gentle tap on the shoulder. She increased the tempo, sucking my shaft with determination. I grabbed her hair and forced her even deeper as I began to unleash wave after wave of cum down her throat, watching her gulp it down. She finished with one long draw on my tip, savoring every last drop. She licked her lips again, thanking me for the present. I'm not sure I could have been more turned on. We continued to make out until I was ready to go again, as I fingered her to keep her wet and moaning. Fuck, baby, you ready to take it all? I thought you'd never ask, she moaned. I pulled her back up, bending her over the table. Her pussy was already dripping wet, and as she spread her cheeks, she moaned in anticipation. When I plunged my cock into her, she let out a yelp. I quickly wrapped my hand around her mouth as she screamed into it. In that brief instant, I thought to myself, how long has it been, and will anyone, especially Remy and Adam, notice we're gone? Did anyone hear that scream? Fuck it, that was sexy as fuck. But you need to try to be quieter, I said with a mixture of seriousness, laughter, and passion. Sorry, I'll try, but no promises. I continued to pound her, pulling her by the hair and watching that perfect ass smack against my pelvis. I grabbed it and spanked her so hard she yelped again. So much for trying. I wasn't about to pass up any chance to spank her bloody. I pumped her again and again, hearing the table thump as we collided. Her pussy was everything I had imagined it would be, stretching to fit my pulsating cock. She let out moan after moan, the pitch increasing steadily until she started shaking so hard I thought she had a vibrator built into her. As she came, she let out a final yelp, burying her head into the table in an attempt to be quiet. I felt her twitch and quiver with her pussy still wrapped around my cock and knew I was going to come soon. Better pray we didn't wake everyone up. I'm gonna come, baby. Come for me, daddy. I want your cum all over my ass and I don't want to clean it off. I'm wearing it to bed with Adam. This girl was trouble. I should have insisted. But when a girl like that offers to let you blow your load on her S-tier ass, caveman's brain takes over. I started fucking her again as my orgasm built until I felt like I was going to explode. Fuck, baby, here it comes. With a last thrust, I pulled out and showered her ass with rope after rope of cum. I absolutely fucking drenched her. The sight of her ass shaking with pleasure was pure heaven. She came again as my cum splashed on her ass, leaking onto the table with her eyes rolled back into her head. I fell backward into a chair and tried to catch my breath. As she lay there panting, we didn't speak for a full minute. After which she got up and put her bathing suit back on. "We should go," she said in a disappointed tone. I know that was already risky enough. As she pulled her bottoms back on, I watched as my cum squeezed between her cheeks and all over her suit, cock twitching at the sight. Too bad we were out of time and couldn't go for round three. We toweled off the table and made sure to set the room straight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Laughing as we saw the damage we had inflicted, we put the cover back on the hot tub and made it back into the main room. Thank fuck everyone was apparently passed out cold upstairs as there were no lights on. She gave me a quick kiss, whispering, "Hell of a night we shouldn't do it again." I agree. I'll never forget that though. Adam is a fucking idiot if he doesn't turn things around. He better. Well good night. Sexy. Now I can say that Remy is a lucky girl too as she groped my cock one last time and smiled. Fuck, I wish we had another hour to fool around. I'd have given my left arm another chance to make her scream my name. She headed off to her room and I crawled into bed with Remy. She was out cold, not waking up until the late morning. I managed to sleep a few hours, but spent most of the early morning awake, thinking about my incredible experience with Brooke, who was sleeping just a few feet away next door. A wave of guilt washed over me, knowing that I had crossed a line that couldn't be undone. Still though she was one of the best fucks I've ever had, hands down. Adam apparently didn't notice Brooke's cum-soaked bikini and the next day, everything was back to normal and they were being cute together. Brooke and I caught each other's eye a few times, our eyes sparkling briefly with lust before we looked away hastily. The rest of the trip was uneventful and we headed home shortly after. Thankfully, she never told a soul to my knowledge. We all continued to hang out for the remainder of the year, but it never came up and Brooke and I were never alone together again. As much as I wanted to grab her by the hand, pull her into the bathroom, and fuck her until the sink broke, I knew it had to end. Brooke and I may have been sexually compatible, but we knew there was no way we could make it work as a couple. Not to mention, we'd probably have to move states to escape Adam's vengeance. And things with Remy were amazing across the board.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.